Hello and welcome to So You Think You Can Fanon. Please check the link tree in the description and see all of our beautiful, lovely, salacious links to listen to more. Thank you.
I can give my brief summary of Con Jedi, yes, which was U of M's college con. Let's see here. Pre-con shenanigans was mostly just getting parking. Getting to a parking structure, walking to the con, which we got a little turned around. I remember Kenny was like, I think we need to go this way. And I was like, I think we should head to those university buildings over there. I think that's our destination. And also, there was a hash festival going on. So people were 420 blazing it in the middle of the university. And like, I mean, you could smell it from like maybe like a block down. And there were people just fucking like zoinked out of their minds, like on the sides. Yeah, just having a good time. And after following a sign marked on chalk on a little thingamabob, there's a congeni on it with the arrow. We went to the Maid Cafe, which was pretty good. Maids were nice. Dances were cool. The cheesecake I had was all right, although I really liked the lemonade tea I ordered. Oh, and funnily enough, because we always talk about expanding the any gang, we were seated with like two other people, and Kenny goes to the girl next to him. And he's like, "Oh, what's your name?" And she goes, "Oh, my name is at least she said her name was Maleni or Marileni." And I was no fucking way.
That's insane.
Basically, how it was in the language building, and the first floor was like in like a, I would say it was like a circle, maybe like a hexagon or whatever, but basically the vendors were in like the four corners of like this circle, semicircle, that I'll put in air quotes, were the vendors, basically. There wasn't a vendor room, there was just corners that had vendors. There were two lecture halls for panels, and then there was like a big auditorium lecture hall that was like main events. And then in the basement, there was like three rooms that like one or two vendors were set up in. So overall, venue could have been bigger, to be honest, as I mentioned. This was a very small, low key thing, although this con is free. So I guess I can't complain. I didn't have to pay anything to get in there other than like, you know, parking and food and stuff like that. Right. I didn't stay somewhere since this was just a day type thing. Although I think the best way I described it is that this is a very privatized anime convention, because like BGSU, it's run by the anime club, but they don't allow like outside panelists. It's just the people in the club that handle the panels and the entertainment. Like all of like their speakers were like people from like the U of M Center of Japanese Studies and stuff like that. It very much felt like a school event rather than like a regular con. Ran into Ghost Pepper again. He's probably now the most consistent con character in my life, considering that he's gone to every con that I've gone to this year.
That's crazy.
I saw one of the people I roomed with at IshoCon, but I didn't talk about them. However, I did learn that the president of the U of M Anime Club is named Matt, and she mentioned a Matt. So I was like, I'm learning lore here. This is probably the same guy. Probably. Maybe. I don't want to make any assumptions, but I figured.
Wasn't the same guy?
I don't know if it was the same guy. I think she's going to Colossal Con. Maybe I'll ask her if they happen to be one and the same. The vendors were good for what, because there was probably like 10 vendors, not even there. I had seen them at like East Show. So there was a few familiar ones. I got some really nice Pokemon art.
Nice.
I actually don't know where it is right now, but it's like three. So it's three artwork pieces with like the grass starters, like the water starters and the fire starters. So it's like Turtwig and Bulbasaur like getting a drink by like a pond. There's like Squirtle and Piplup and Totodile playing in like the water. And then there's like Torchic and Cyndaquil starting a fire, like a campfire.
Aww, that's cute. I like that.
And this was the first time I participated in the raffle, and I was so fucking mad because Kenny bought his tickets first. He bought like 20 tickets, and then I was like, I'm going to buy 25 tickets. I'm going to one-up this guy. and we go to the raffle, and I had some one, so I bought like 8 more tickets. And one of the drawings was the next ticket off of the 8 that I bought. Had I bought like 9 or more, I would have won. And then Kenny gets called, and if Kenny gets called for his tickets, I know if I had bought my tickets first, that would have been me. And then the grand prize, which was a quarter scale Makima figure, like Bunny Girl quarter scale Makima figurine, $230. Kenny won that one too.
A quarter scale, damn, that's fucking huge.
Yeah, I'll send it in general. That one in the middle.
Oh my god.
That's huge.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I would not have anywhere to put that, so I would be glad that I didn't win that.
It's a $250 figure that he won with $20 worth of raffle tickets.
That's wow. Insane.
It was also just really funny because of the overdramatic people. Like, it'd be like six, six, seven. God damn it! There were so many people like that.
I bet.
Also, this was another situation. I don't know why we have such bad luck with this, but I lost my wallet temporarily.
See,
thankfully, what happened was is that I dropped it, and it landed at the bottom of like my seat, like in the shadow, like right up against like the base of the chair. And because it's like a black wallet and a black chair, it like obscured it from both my vision and any near dwell who would have taken my wallet. So like after like because like I went into the next panel after the panel we had been sitting on, and I got on the floor and I was looking and I didn't find it, and we were like, all right, I guess we'll just sit on the next panel and then afterwards we'll like do a more thorough search. And initially I go over to the panel, it's like, hey, did anyone turn a wallet? She's like, no. And then another guy was like, oh, I thought I heard somebody's staff chat saying they found a themed wallet. I was like, oh, great. And I was going to go back to tell Caleb and the rest of them I found it. But then I hear Zenny go, ah, I found this wallet. I guess I'll be walking away with it and everything that has in it. I was like, you motherfucker, give me back my wallet. So yeah, crisis averted. In terms of panels that we went to that were there, we saw this panel called Every Anime on Netflix, which was this like buff dude in a Hatsune Miku cosplay talking about every anime on Netflix. And it was a pretty funny run through of every anime that's on Netflix. I came up with a panel in a similar vein because I was thinking about it because me and Kenny were having a discussion on the road about the Humble Choice, doing a panel that's called Everything I've Got in My Humble Choice. That's just like a run through of like all of the random like indie games and stuff that you get in like your Humble Choice, but you don't really play.
Interesting.
And then the panel afterwards was Lobotomy Kaizen, which was like a meme this very neurotic girl going through like a ton of like memes in Jujutsu Kaisen, and as somebody who knows nothing about Jujutsu Kaisen, it was a really funny panel.
I fucking love Jujutsu Kaisen memes. They are the most brain rotted, awful fucking.
Do you know about Go-Goat?
Go-Goat? I believe I do.
Yeah, she talked to us about Go-Goat. Or Joe Goat, I should say, not yeah, the Joe Pokemon Goat. Go-Goat, but Joe Goat.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I figured you were talking about.
Yeah, nah, I'd win. I can't remember what the other panel meme was. Because there's the one where he's like, nah, I'd win, and then there's like, you have to be strong and have pride, or stand proud and have stand pride, proud. Or something like that.
Yeah, stand proud, you're strong.
And then after that, we went to the raffle. So that was like the main events we did. Most of the misadventures were to be had in the city because we went looking for food. And eventually we ended up at a sandwich place called Zingerman's that had Wild Bill's root beer in their fountain soda dispenser, which is just
awesome.
Damn.
Mwah. Perfect.
I've heard really good things about Zingerman's.
It's really good. And like consider like your $16 sandwich, and for $2.50 you can have all the Wild Bill's root beer that you want.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, if we're in Ann Arbor, we're going to Zingerman's again, just for the Wild Bills, but the sandwiches are pretty good, too. We also went to a place called Fat Daddy's Chicken and Waffles, which, for how kind of sketch the place looked, it had some pretty nice chicken and waffles, and they had red velvet waffles, too.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Even though Caleb claims that red velvet is just food coloring, but I could have swore those waffles tasted better than regular waffles.
I'm gonna say it actually is just food coloring. I'm sorry.
I may
normally
have paid...
it's chocolate with food coloring in it though. So
well,
it is different.
I think that the extra dollar I paid for the red velvet waffles made them better. I don't know. They were really good.
Oh, I would definitely get the red velvet waffles. I'm also a fan of aqua velvet, which is the same thing except blue. Very nice.
Also, in funny con GCs, Kenny and Zenny just invited me to the Yuri Matsuri con group chat. Fanon announcement. I will be attending Matsuri con with Kenny and Zenny. And I will also be a part of Zenny's cringe era panel because he's doing it again there.
Oh, nice.
I should say it's all with an asterisk because we've yet to submit panels and they've yet to be accepted. We also will be at MetroCon, but they haven't accepted. They are in the middle of submitting panels for that. Or no, sending out
approvals
because they got apparently like hundreds upon hundreds of submissions.
Damn.
After you went there, to both of these, go ahead. I'll let you finish your thought, and then I have a question.
No, that was my thought. I was just like, I guess we will let you know on the Twitter when we get panels for those.
Okay. Did you think of any new panels after seeing all of this crazy shit at both of these cons?
Yeah, like I mentioned, the going through everything in my humble choice.
Yes, but beyond that.
Me and Sean came up with a panel called, kind of in the same vein, called Indies and Unknowns, where we talk about, like, hidden gems and, like, our Steam libraries and just niche games that we've played that we don't think that a lot of people have played.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think I've come up with any new panels. I definitely will be showing off a lot of newer panels this year, I think, because I want to expand our repertoire.
Hell yeah, I'm down for that.
So concluding thoughts on Conjunai, I think I would say if you are a Michigan native, go to it. It's in Ann Arbor. You can spend some time in the city with your mates. You can go to Conjunai. I guess if you're going to maybe the Hash Festival will be going on. So if that's your thing, you can get blazed and go cosplay for a bit. But this, like I said, it feels more like a school event. It's free. It's not like it doesn't really feel like a con. Like I said, it feels like a school event. So, you know, if you happen to be in Michigan, like you're visiting some, like I wouldn't fly out to go to Conjunai. But if you like are just hanging out with your buddies in Michigan and Conjunai is the same weekend, then yeah, it's a good day to, you know, go. There's also a lot of cool things in Ann Arbor that you can go see. There's plenty of restaurants. We found
stores.
I have to shout out Vault of Midnight, which is a Conjunai sponsor. They are a tabletop and comic game store. Their basement is filled with the basement is nothing but like tabletop rule books, old back issues of comics, games and board games, like three shelves of them. Up top, they've got miniatures, they got painting, they have models, they have dice, they have meeples. I didn't know making meeples was a thing, which I just introduced Matt and Jake to the concept of a meeple. I have the
what is a meeple?
It's like a little guy that you use for board games.
Okay.
It's basically like a little avatar. Like, imagine you, the little things that you get in Monopoly. That's like a meeple, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, the games like Happy Little Dinosaurs and like Casting Shadows, they those are like meeples, little wooden block dudes.
Yes.
I want one.
Although I found out they made vital figurines for Casting Shadows that you can use instead of the meeple. So I got the vinyls of the dude I like to play because they were $30. So I'm not buying it for everybody, but I bring in my own figures to the table.
Okay, cool.
Very nice.
So yeah, I think overall I enjoyed Animarathon too, but like most cons, it's a different beast than Con Janai. You know, I'm not going to compare like the school event to the actually like con that's trying to be a con.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like both of them. I had fun with my friends at all of them. Next con is going to be Colossal. I don't plan on going into anything between April and May. Just going to, you know, save my money for the big event.
Very nice.
Nice. Well,
any closing thoughts?
Sounds like you had a lot of fun, both of you, gonna go especially back Sergio.
To either?
Yes, I do want to actually host panels at Animarathon because I need to do WTF in the one lecture hall that we saw the ProZD panel in.
We might be able to just get it. We might be able to if we really overinflate how popular we are.
And I would go to Con Janai again. I mean, me, Zenny, and Kenny were thinking about just going up to Ann Arbor to just hang out for the day. Dude, anyways.
Please invite me if you do. I love Ann Arbor.
Okay. Yeah.
Not to just insert myself, but I would love to insert myself.
Yeah, we can, what's it called? We can figure something out.
Sweet.
Well, awesome. I'm glad that you had a lot of fun. It sounds like it was a great time for everybody involved. Maybe we'll stick out in the minds of ProZD at some point since Kai got to talk to him about Mocha.
That's awesome. Oh, also, I should say,
like, I literally just said her name. I didn't talk to him.
Google Maps was a devil during the Ann Arbor trip because I was like, all right, how do we get to the waffle place? And it was like, turn left. And I see it wanted us to go left through this back alley. And I was like, no.
Hell no.
We'll go up a little farther and then make the left. We're not going through there. I mean, to be fair, it was lit up. Like, I could see the other way, but I was like, I'm not risking it. None of the gun owners in my party have their guns with them, so we're not going to that back alley.
No, not usually the best thing to do.
Pretty dicey sometimes. Well, awesome. I'm so glad that you had so much fun. It sounds like it was really, really well done by all the staff, and minimal amount of chuds, and having ProZD there sounds fucking awesome.
I think, as Sergio said, the ability to run into chuds goes way down when you don't host panels. Way down.
That's fair. No, that's really fair.
Yeah, unless you got somebody like somebody brought up like somebody wheeling in their 2B sex doll in a wheelchair in the anime Boston, I think.
What?
Oh god.
And then having to be escorted out by staff. Unless like you see like somebody just doing something absolutely like wacky in the middle of like the con floor, you're usually not gonna run into any chuds.
Some absolutely fucking unhinged shit.
Unless you got the people taking pictures in the closed confined hallways and blocking the traffic like we're back in high school again.
Yeah. Those are pretty common at all cons, though. I kind of don't even notice them anymore, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, if you ever come to us of the to a con that's at the Sheraton, then you'll
notice them.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
And with that, I think we are good to wrap up. We hope to see some of you again at our next official con appearance Colossal Con Prime. We don't have any panels as of they are submitted, but the schedule has not gone out yet, and we have not received any word from them on what we're getting, so I can't even obscure that from you. So you'll just have to wait.
Sad.
Well, I hope you guys get some.
I mean, we're definitely going to get some, because, you know, featured panelists and all that. True. Just which ones they want is the question.
Possibly all of them. You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Usually they leave one or two out. It just, I guess it depends on like how full the schedule is. But Colossal Con Prime is a 4-dayer, so I'm assuming there'll probably be enough room for them all.
Well, awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody. Any one last thing say now, forever hold your peace?
Do we love them?
I love them, especially if they're from Michigan.
If they're
I like them.
From the United States, nah. Only Bangladesh and Sri Lankan people can be loved by.
Oh, and if you're one of those people who loves riding behind people and flashing your high beams for like 40 minutes.
Oh yeah, then we don't love you.
Turn them the fuck off. I don't know what you're doing. Like what?
I don't know what people fucking do with that, man. I hate people sometimes. All right, goodbye. Bye. Bye.